ויענדף פיידלד עמד אלף, איתמה גידם שסויפם להקשב, כרגידם פשר שם רח, edible, but say from a hakshes, eventually they'll become hard and unedible. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Nimnim Aleim B'Pesach. So Rabbi Yechanan says that it has a shame basa. By Kolben Pesach it says, it mentions the word basa, so it's called basa. Now Shlokish Omar Nimnim Aleim B'Pesach, it's not considered basa. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Nimnim Aleim Basar hashtos lina. You look, basher sham. Now it's edible. So b'meil, it has a shame basar. Veshlaki shama inimnim aleim basar b'seif az lina. That means the shame basar is not given to something that is only edible, a mugbol dikizman, and later it will become not roi lachila. Shem Bos is given something that mitchila v'atzayif is oimed l'achila. So therefore, since eventually it will not be edible, so this doesn't fall into the category of Bosa. Eis ve'reish lokish l'rabbi Yochanan. We learned in the Mishnah, kol ha'nechol b'sher ha'godel. Whatever is edible by a sher ha'godel, ye'yochol b'gdi arach, u'mahein, and the Mishnah specifies, what falls into this category? Roshek, Nafayim, Paschusim, all the cartilage chalokim, the Sher HaGodl. So Memele, this is Nechol B'Gdi Arach. So it seems that the Baraisa is Mefaret, Davke, these chalokim one is Yoitze. Hani in, But Gidin Shesayfan Lahakshayis, it seems this is not Nechol. Amalei Toni Hani Vuhu Adin Lahana. He says, no. The Beraisa spoke about Roshik Nafayim Vaschusim. Vuhu Adin Lahana. Hani my time domis achli bisher hagodl bishilkom. Why is schusim nechol? Because it is still edible. If you cook a sher hagodl, the cartilage of a sher hagodl is edible if it will be cooked a long period of time. Hanechnami mis achli bisher hagodl. Gidim shesoifam lahakshayis. It's also edible by a sher hagodl, if it will be cooked a long time. Zot Rashi. Let's start from the Gidim Shesayfan Lakshay, Rashi and Gidei Tzavo, Ubigdi Yotlayin Rakim, Abim Hoya Maskin, Soyfan Liyis Koshim, you learned yesterday Toysis learned that speaking about the Gidei Tzavo, speaking about the Gidei Shedra. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Vegidim Arakim Diktoni Bach Bereise, Nidoyim Kebosol, Rabbi Yochanan Mashmoy Darakim Hashta, sufficient if it's Rachna, Rishlokish Mashmoy Beshah Gidim Darakim Loilo. Hani Ein, the Salke Daitoch, mit the Porish Mahein Davke Koma. The Bereise specified only this is Nechol B'Gdi Arach, but nothing else, but another Chalik is not Nechol. So Rabbi Yechon said, no, Hani my time, Pirusha Maskona de Tirutza. Hoyo, let's see Taisvis, Hoyo Misachli B'Sher HaGodol B'Shilk. So what did Rabbi Yechon say? So Rabbi Yechon said that since even when it will be Miskashe, Begidim, when they are miskash, since it's misachol b'sher hagodol b'shleike, so memele, so that's why it is good. V'hashte loy ozel Rav Yochanan Bosor hashte, elo b'dovor hanechol b'sher hagodol b'shilke. He says, so now that when the Gemara comes out, so for Kelt, it's not some of the avos, the way it would seem from the Gemara, you go Bosor hashte. That's not enough. you go bosa hashte, if lemaise later also will be nechol b'sheh hagodlu b'shuk. In Toima, the Reish Lakish may porich leile Rabbi Yochan. Why did Reish Lakish ask Rabbi Yochan, Abba Rabbi, tikshe ledidah, ומוכח בברייסה, ובדובר הנחל בשער הגודל בשלקה, אז לינם בו סרש. זה לא מחלויקס. אם זה מציאס, זה דגידים שסויפן להקשס, זה נחל בשער הגודל. צריך נחל בשער, זה עוזר ביש מנסטרס. So we see from the Mishnah, that we see from the Bereise, that as long as it's נחל, בשער הגודל בשלקה, so that is enough to give it a shame בוסו. So what is What was Reish Lakish's kasha and Rabbi Yochanan? Rashi says, "Al kedai v'ni polish ma'hein davke koma." But it's very shver. I mean, if the mitzvah is it's nechel b'sher agod lo b'shulke, so memele. So these are the guidelines that the Baraisa says, and Lamaisa gidim shosayf and lakshas are also nechel b'sher agod lo b'shulke. So memele. So why shouldn't it be good? And what's Reish Lakish's kasha? V'yeshloimah, v'sobar Reish Lakish, v'roshay k'nofayim, v'haschusim, yesh aleihem, shein boso, yoyser v'begidim. This cartilage, which is in the shoulder blades and in the other places, it has a shein boso, yoyser v'begidim, and Taisa says later, Taisa elaborates a little later, it has a shein boso because it has a tam boso. That means Gidim don't have so much of a tamboso, Masha Enkein, the Schusim have a tamboso. Uporich l'Rabbi Yochanan, midaloi nokat bebraise Gidim, tahavi rebuse tve. This is a bigger chiddush. It should have said Gidim. Now, l'chayre pshat in Reish Lakish is as follows. Reish Lakish held, Schusim is grade A meat. It tastes like meat. No, it has a chesaron that eventually it will not be edible. So we have guidelines that if it's nechol b'sher agodo edei shleike, so still called, so that's sufficient that the shame boso sheboy remains, since later also it's nechol b'sher agodlo aydei shleike, so it has a shein boso. Masha'en ken gidim was starting off with grade B meat. Gidim doesn't have a meaty top, so it's grade B to begin with. So here Reish Lakish held. So grade B, that now it's grade B, and later the only reason it should have a shein boso is because it's nechol b'sher agodlo aydei shleike. But if that is true, the Baraisa should have said this Chiddush. The Baraisa should not have mentioned grade A meat. The Baraisa should have mentioned grade B meat, is Miskasha. Al Yidei Masha Nechol B'Sher Agobay Dei Shleike. So Memela, since the Baraisa only specified Schusim, which is cartilage, which is grade A meat, there's a Tamboso, and did not speak about Gidim, Baista is by grade B meat, this won't help. Uporch Rabbi Yochanan lokim bebraise gidim bav rebusa tvei. Rabbi Yochanan mishani deim rebusa klal ma shein ben tam boso kolka deim hoyo rakim lo oilom lo hoyo paislim. Rabbi Yochanan answered, he said, who told you that in order to have a shein boso it has to have a tam boso? Vaharaya gidim shein soifon lahakshay. It never has a tamboso, but the Baraisa says gidim arakim has a din boso. So you see, al yedei rakusoi, even though it's not so tempting and appetizing, it has a shein boso. So mamele hilkach kivim. And by boso we have a klal, kivim the misachli v'shulkin nimne olim k'may roshik nafayim v'aschusim. So Rabbi Yochanan held there's no such chilik of grade A and grade B. If Gidim or Rakim have a shame boser, even though they don't have a tam boser, so Memela says a shame boser. So the whole chesaron now is because of later. So we see if it's nechol v'sher agod v'idei shleike, so you don't have a chesaron of later. The Rashba meforish, time of the Reish Lakish, Digidim loidomi l'roshe knofayim aschusim. Why? Digidim soifon lahaksha is bigdi atmos. By gidim, gidim have an atmistic chasorim. Because by the gidi themselves they're going to get hurt. Aval roshe knofayim aschusim ain soifon lahaksha is bigdi loilom. Elo bishir agodul dadke. Even the Bigdi Utlaim Rakim Lioilam. So the Shloki is held like this. That if by Schusim, so mitadat moir has a shame boso, because by a Gdi it's always Rak. So here's a shame boso. Now it seems from the Mishnah, but it has a shame bosso by Gdi. If this cut would not have a shame bosso by Asher Godel, so it wouldn't be considered shame bosso. Bosso is, you have to have a cut that's eaten by Bakolaminim, or Kapona by Asher. So Memele, so therefore it has to, in order to qualify to have a shame boso, it's not sufficient that it's boso by a gdi. It has to be boso also by a shir. So therefore, schusim has a shame boso. Why? Because it qualifies. By a gdi, it's boso unlumded. And it has a shame boso, afilu by a shir al yedei shleike, so memele. So therefore there's a shame boss. That's what Rish Lakish understood. Oh, but Gidim Shesoifon Lahakshay, so has an Atzmi is the Kechasorah. That means that Mitzad Atzmi it doesn't have a shame boss. So not that this cut doesn't have a shame boss. Like the Guva doesn't have a shame boss, because it's Soifon Lahakshay. So Memelis or Rish Lakish held, so that what it's Nechol, B'sher HaGodla Ezei Shleike will not take away an Atzmi Zdike Chasorah. So you say, you go Boso Soi. And Rabbi Yechanan held it as well. Zachte Gemorah Vaita. Omar Lei Rabbi Yirmiye L'Ravot. Rabbi Yirmiye told Ravot, Ki Ozlus L'Kamei D'Ravabo. When you go to Ravabo, Romei Lei. Eske Makash. Mi Omar Rab Yochanan Gidin Shesoifon Lahakshes Nimnan Aleim B'Pesach. Would Rab Yochanan say that Gidin, which Shesoifon Lahakshes has a shame bosor and the money to be a money under B'Pesach, Alma bosor hashtag lima. But boy mine Rishlokish mi Rab Yochanan. Rishlokish wants to ask a shal from Rab Yochanan, Oir Horoish Shel Egel Horach. That means a eagle, a calf, which is still very young, still yainik mehimoy. So, when he's in that matziv, the skin of his head is very soft and edible. Is mao sheyitame? Is it makabel tumas oichle? Ba maloi ain metame. He told them, it's not metame. So by story, Alma Bosor Besoifos Lina. So I have a stir in Rabbi Yechanan. Here Rabbi Yechanan says he can become a money and Gidim Shesoifon Lahakshah is because you go Bosor Hashte. There he says it's not Mekabel Tume, even though now it's edible, but eventually not be edible. Omar Lei, so he told them, the Romi Locho. So he told Rabbi, whoever asks you this kasha, Lechosh Lekimcha. See exactly what this means to him. Ahoda bei Rabbi Yochanan legabi de Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer. Amalei atak niteini shebeloshin yochid ani shayna oisa. Usim Rashi Reish Lakish asked them from a Mishnah and he told them the Mishnah is a das yochid. Bekitzer Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Egel harach, meforish boyer baroitiv, calls man sheyoyni. Oyer roish oyrach, the skin of its head is soft then. Moilgin oisai, so you put it into boiling water and you remove the hair, which is on the top of the skin.
The mechalima, you eat it together with the basar. Ma'u sheyitma tumas oichla. Basar hashtos lina en umitman. A basar besoifos lina vein umitman. You look at that, now it's edible, later it won't be edible. So he said, like chosh lekimche, lemashahu toichin. He doesn't, he's not careful what he's grinding in chitim, in psoilis. That's how Rashi says pshat. The Rabbi Nechananel says pshat lechosh lekimche. Rabbi Nechananel says, poima, achilosoi lehefsedoi leches. His whole eating goes down the drain. She'enai mis'asik b'teire k'roi lo. He's not mis'asik b'teire k'roi. It's achilosi lehefsed elechis. There's a goin in Mishlei. The goin in Mishlei says, what the taish lechosh l'kimchei? There's a very interesting goin. The goin says pshat, the Mishnah novice, he mein kemach, ein teire, ein kemach. So the goin says, that there are two miktoyes in Teire. There's Yediyas HaTeire, and then there's the Havone in Teire. Im ein Teire, if a person doesn't have Yediyas, ein Kemach. Kemach means you grind something. That means you take it apart to understand each particle. Everything should be clear. That's called Tchine in Teire. We say in the Kinnis, Rabbi Kiva hoya oiker horim v'toichnon zube zube svor, is to take mountains and crumble them apart, take them apart. So the kemach is the, so he says, imein teire in kemach. If you don't have yedias at teire, so what are you going to grind? That's Kodesh, you don't have nothing, don't have any teire to grind. Ve'im ein kemach ein teire, and if you don't take it apart, you learn only shitchi is big. So the mele is hasteichet gonish. What's hastev? You don't understand it. So the going to that shat lechosh lekimche. That pshat, the way, whatever he said, he didn't grind it properly. If he would have ground it, he would have seen that the peinsach nishtom. Now all these pshatim, I can't begin to understand pshat and argument. Rabbi Yirmiyeh, well, yes, astira in Rabbi Yochanan. Here Rabbi Yochanan said that you go basa hashte. There he said he goes basa besayt. Rabbi Yirmiyeh was ignorant of one fact, that Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer. That means Rabbi Yirmiyeh is a meir di kikashe, astir in Rabbi Yochanan. So what, he wasn't aware that Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer? Told you, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer, so memeila. So, loymi boy loyte goin. I mean, the chesaron wasn't in the iyan b'teira. Tach moire de kifrek. Atam gefelt a yediyah that Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer. And according to all the others, also this is such a criticism. She'ein misasik b'teira k'roi. He didn't know this yediyah. I mean, weiss the chayz if you have to be up to date. Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer. You should have. Read the newspapers, Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer. I mean, where were you? There was a pesatayin about the lechosh lekimchei. It's a very sharp criticism, and it's a chesoron yediyah that Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer. Ha'hoda by Rabbi Yochanan meho, to give him shesayv no mahakshas, kedama b'shili b'im ha'mekashe. He was chayzer. U'pashtin elo meho da'er v'avoyte. The Gemara's poshet taki from this din, from the Rishchayzer. He poshet le Rabbi Yochanan, Allah dahi ein metame. Rabbi Yochanan was poshet. Rabbi Yochanan was poshet, he says, and the Mimad ever writes, he poshet le Rabbi Yochanan, Allah dahi ein metame. But he was poshet, Reish Lokish, and it's not metame. But he's very Reish Lokish, must listen to your barite. Tony, Eilu she'oirei sayem kibsorom, that the oir has a din bosa, oir ha'roi shal eigel hara, arm of the bosa hashtas linen, Rishloki says them from a Mishneh. Ba'amalei Rabbi Yochanan pakni tiny boys, a Mishneh, don't ask me for this Mishneh shem loshin yoch, dan yishoyin ha'oisom. Verkehrt ist der Das Yochi, wir don't pass like the Mishnah. Alma Mikore, aber so mach hab ich echen an Olay. The beginning of a Seymach had the Mishnah. Paul, they give him straight from the Hakshi. The Hidka, the Hidoi, can you remind him so with the Das Yochi, the Hodabe. Let's see, Tyson. The Hodabe, Rabbi Yechen, and Peirish, Mehach, the Shmaikin, Kemuchepek, Veim, Amekash, the Kosher, the Rih, the Reish Loki, the Ois, the Rabbi Yechen, and Mehi, Sherei, Sem, Kipsorom. Reish Loki, ask Rabbi Yechen. Yes, and how could you say it's not Mekabel Tume, because you go Bosa Besoi? Yes, and from the Mishnah, Tikshe Lenabshek. So Reish Loki, how do Reish Loki understand this Mishnah? Reish Lakish is the one that holds your go buster beside. So what do you do with this Mishnah? Tikshil and Napshi, the Ksava Gabi Pesach, buster beside was leaning. Bahasam Ozil buster hashtag. And there you see your go buster hashtag. Shloimesh Lafisha Ba'oy Roishal Egal Arach Yeshloi Tam buster Harbei Migidis. This is like the story we had before. That Reish Lakish held that it's a grade A basar. So mele, even though later it gets hard, but al kaponin it has a psashem basar from that what it's a grade A basar. It's a tam basar. Hashem can't give him yell since it's a grade B basar, so it wouldn't have a shem basar that's only edible for a mukbundik's mouth. Ribo Aimer de Birushalmi Porech de Reish Lakish a Reish Lakish. Yerushalmi es Tzatzire, o Mishani Taime de Reish Lakish Mikro. Ochlu es Haboso, Beloi Gidin. Yes a Posse, Boso, Beloi Gidin. Vero Roi Shal Egal Harach, Ozel Boso da Hashte, Vohoch Abik Zeres Akos. So, Rab Chaim says, Pshat in this Toisvis, Rab Chaim Alasha says, Pshat in this Toisvis as follows. That's some of the psalm there. The cost of the bossable and give them. Rab Chaim says that by called Pesach you need bosso. And the shame bosso is only if it's mitchila batzoy, then there's a shame bosso. Hashem came. By tume you don't need a shame bosso. It has a shame oichel. Oichel, if it's edible now, it is a shame oichel. Boso means to give it a shame boso, something that will not remain edible, does not have a shame boso. It could be called an oichel, but not called a boso. So by golden paste of this exercise, because the boso was not boso, so the tailor was makpid, it has to have a shame boso, so you might give it. Mashain came by Tumo, all you need is a shame oichel, so then you go, Bosa Hashta, if it's edible now, it's called oichel Ashayayo. Zach the Mishnah, Ashayver Esa Etzem Bepesach Atoya. A person will break an Etzem and a Toya Dike Kolben Pesach, a Reza Loike Alboy. That's the love of Shviras Etzem. Koshri Kolben Pesach. Avo Hamoisir Betoya. What is if a person is moiser b'toyer, you have a kosher korban pesach, and he doesn't eat it, he makes it to become noiser, or v'hashoyver b'tomei, or a person will break an etzem by a tomei dike korban pesach, posel a korban pesach, ein eloikes aboim. In these last two cases, tai moiser b'toyer and tai shoyver b'tomei, he's not loik. Just let's see, before we see the Rashi and the Mishnah, let's just say a stick of Gemara. Gemara, Bishloim and Moisel Bitoyer. Moisel Bitoyer, you don't get Malkis, the sign you lay, Sir Menad Boiker, Vanois Menad Boiker, Beish Tisroi, Pubokos, Oblitan Asayach, Aloysas. So by Moisel, you don't get Malkis, because it's a Lavanistic lesson. Loimer, Shein Loike, Divri, Rabbi Yehudim. Rabbi Yaakov Oyim Eloi Min Hashem Uzel Mishim Davar Olav Shein Bei Maisa Bein Loiken Olav El Shoiver Betome Min Olam. How do we know that if a person is Shoiver an Etzem with a Kol Pesach that's Tome there's no Lav? So Makro the Etzem Lois Ishperu Boy is Amir the Kosher Veloi Bepos. There is no Ishper of Shvira Setzem by Apostle Kol Pesach. Abol ha-moisir b'toya. If a person was moisir b'toya, zot Rashi afilu b'toya. Don't make a mistake that, like we're speaking about, the Tana started off by Shaver Setsam, differentiated between a toyer and tomei. And by Moise he speaks about a toyer, so don't think we also differentiate between Batka toyer and a tomei. Abel a Moise betoyer, a filu betoyer. A filu betoyer, you also get, you don't get Malkus, that's a Chiddush. A filu betoyer, you also don't get Malkus, because either it's a Lavanitik Lasei, or it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa. Now, L'chayre, what is Pshat M'Rashi Afilu B'Toya? What's the Afilu? Loimi Boya Tomei, about the Gevis, you don't get Malkus. Afilu B'Toya, you also don't get Malkus. So that's what Poshe Pshat is. By the Lav of Loise Siru, is you're not allowed to leave it over, you have to eat it. So that's the Lav. So Memela, so that's a filo b'toyer, that there's a lav of loisei siru, and that's vegan. If you oibed lav, you don't get malchus. Why? Lav nitik lefe, lav shem b'maise. Aboisel b'tomei, there's no lav. Well, what can I do? It's tomei. I can't eat it. So there is no, that's what Rashi means to say, lochayre. Aboisel b'tomei, you won't get malchus. There's not even a lav over there. Here there's a lav, there's no malchus. There's not even a lav. Lochayre. That would be Poshib Shat Mirashi. Now there's a Moiradike Tzlach and that Chav Chesel Medalla that says Arbu'im Dike Chiddush. The Tzlach says, he says he wants to say a Chiddush. He didn't see anyone said it, so he's going to say it. He ends up Shat Nagamon and that Yes. And the Tzlach says like this. Look, Azoras loisei siru shayech gam bezevach pos. The love of loisei siru is by a zevach pos. Uma sheshoninu ha-pesach sheyotso oishenitmo yisoreif miyad. We heard the Mishnah before. Ha-kavone shemechuyev leseofayim miyad. That Rashi said it today. So miyad means that you don't have to wait for butzura. You can burn it right away. The tzlach learns pshat. You mechuyev to burn it right away. Ve'enoi rishoi loisiroi ad aboyka. There's a lava of loisiroi. Whatever you mechuyev to do, do it right away. If you have a kosher, you have a kosher kolben, eat it right away. Don't wait till the boyka. You have a posel kolben for the mitzvahs to burn it right away. Don't wait till the morning. The kolben shenivsal b'yoyim zivchoy chayiv l'sofay b'yoyimay v'koy olov v'bal tesiri. Yoyim olay seysa. Then he says, so he says, our Mishnah says, ha-moyser b'tohir, ain't he like it? According to him, they didn't moyser the filo b'tomei also. So he says, l'vusa kamash v'lo. So I had a few problems. Let's go a little further. We'll come back to the problem. Then he says one chiddush he does say. He says that even though there's a lav of leisei siru, you have to burn. You have to burn it right away. He says, lamaita by noisa, when it becomes noisa ready, there's no lav of leisei siru. It was noisa ready. That means, so by, the only lava they see is only by, a kolben that kosher teeth, and Leisei Siru you should eat it up. Or if it's apostle, Leisei Siru you should burn it. But he says there is a difference between Tomei and Toya. There's a difference if you chayiv koris on the noisa. The noisa of Tomei, you're not chayiv koris. He gets this from because the einish of koris says, Ba'oichlov avoino yiso ki kodesh Hashem chilel v'nichesa. He was mechalel kodesh Hashem by not eating it up. So he says, so the chorus is people in the mechadish kodesh Hashem. He says, if it's tummy, it's mechulu by medes. He wasn't mechalel anything. So Memela, so there's no chorus on the noise, but there's a lab of leisei siru. So first of all, so he said, and that was as in our Mishnah, Maisa B'Toyer, right the way Rashi says, Afilu B'Toyer. So L'Chayre, I got stuck a little bit. What's the Afilu B'Toyer? It is a lot of Maisa Yisiru. By Tomei also, so what's the Afilu B'Toyer? What's the Afilu? The same lot, this one. This one is David Lav. This one is the Lav and this is the Lav Leisei Stiru. Perhaps this is a bigger Yisar. This is a, there is Moisar on Mitzvah Sachila. This makes it Moisar Gomo. Here is Moisar on Mitzvah Sreise. It doesn't make it Moisar Gomo. So perhaps that is Pshat and Afilu. You see from the end result that the Avil is not so big. Even though there's some Amela, could be that's Pshat Afilu B'Toyer. The Tommy could be, it's, even though you're over the lab, he says, but it could be, it's both a bigger revuse by Toyer than Tommy. But then I had another kasha. I had a kasha, the Gemara asks, why don't you get Maltis? So the Gemara says it's a lab and it's a class. So, this I understand, Pishloime by the Moister of Achille, so the Mitzvah is Sigamimen, what happened? You didn't eat it, so the Torah says, you should burn it. So somehow that's the Be'esh Tisroifu is menatik to lav. Supposed to eat it, you didn't eat it, you should burn it. But here, l'chayr, it's a bissl modne. By a Pesach, a kolb tomei, what's the loisa siru? You should burn it. You should burn it right away. If you didn't burn it, what's the nituk? You should burn it. It's a bissl modne, p'sazoyich, mein, it's, if you didn't burn it again. So Yohanna wanted to say, it's a different burning. You mechuyev to burn it al tzkotche psulim, al tzalach l'moyshe min Sinai. Now if you didn't burn, now you have to burn it al tzmoyso. Now you have to burn it back al tzmoyso. This is a different burning. This is Be'esh Yisroifu was a burning al tzmoyso. Before the burning was al tzalach l'moyshe min Sinai, the kol shebekeidish posel that you have to burn. Could be a pisazoi, epshazoichet kut. But upon him, this is a meruim dike tzlach. Chasen and chesrinach and anot shai kefelach, but avok upon him, that's what the tzlach says. So let's see weiter Rashi. Amoyser mishum lai sisiru, lai shayve betamei, ואין אלוהי כאמייס משום לאיס עשיר, אבל אישה ובתאמי משום לאיס עשיר, בו בתאים הוא מפורש בגמור. בו הקוסו, so the Gemara says, why aren't you like it? Kolab shenitik lasei ein loiken olot. The mashme zu hi takonose. This is the takon. Im savar al alav, asei zois vihi notzel. If you oiv on the lav, to this vihi notzel. For oi, another reason, the loidomi lelav dachsime, sheha malkes nismach loi. Now we learn out, how do we know Bechlal, on every lav you get Malkis, because it says, Aboim Yakenu near the lav of Leifach Mishar Bedishai. So everything that's doimet at a lav d'chsime, you get Malkis. Something that's not doimet at a lav d'chsime, here it says, it's an afei, bald noch, it's an eitzah what to do, by Leifach Mishar Bedishai, the Torah doesn't tell you what to do. So it's not doimet the lav d'chsime, she Malkis nismach loi. So it's very interesting, Rashi is giving two reasons why you don't get Malkus. Now I'd like to elaborate for 2 minutes. L'chayre, these two reasons, I will l'chayre say is a machlokes, the Chassam Sofer, and the Shagisari. There's a Rashi in Ezel Neshech Tafsamach Beizamad Aleph. They're speaking about a malve that takes ribbis. So it says it's nitik le'esei, v'chayach yichayimach, you give it back, so it's nitik le'esei. So Rashi says, toitrin min loisase umalkis. He passed, he also said, lav nitik le'esei, toitrin min loisase umalkis. So the Loshna of Rashi is very modern. Min loisase umalkis. So the Chassam Sofer in the Chiddushim says, Pshat, what Pshat is Kefal HaLoshon of Rashi? So the Chassam Sofer says, Amuyim Dike Chiddush. The Vadai HaMekayim O'Esei Menutik Lav Legamri. There's no Lav. V'loi Nishar Boi Roishim Aveiro Klal. Some Sefer says, Allah anitik le'ese, when he's mekayim be'ese, he can give him shishin, he can daven by the Mizrachlan. Le'nisha boi roishem avei reklau. So that's what Rashi says, poitrin min loisase umal. That's some Sefer. The Shag Yisarye, in Simen Payale, we had the Ri. The Ri says, Hamashe chometz amanas le'baroi. So the Ri says, the person can have chometz, and then his pulse rate doesn't have to rise. Gonish, your chometz, it's Pesach. Hamashe chometz amanas le'baroi. Later you'll be mevayaret, it's good. It's a lamanitic lesson. So the Shag Yisarye, schreit after Ri, Zimmer Peals, that the Afo gab the Kaimulon, the Ein Leuken Olo. Alive, and it's a bless you don't get Malkit. Ho vadai Isure Ike. Zum ye de lav shein by Meise. So Shagesaya says, what is Zum ye de lav shein by Meise? Because we learn out from Zum ye de lav de Chsime. So a lav shein by Meise, you don't get malchus because it's not doim to the lav the chsim. It's an avera, it's not gonish. So a lav anitik less is also you don't get malchus. It's not doim the lav the chsim. You say shtalzus a lav shein by Meise, which is the reason is because it's not doim the lav the chsim. So Mameli says the zicha an iser, but you don't get malchus. So the Chassam Sofer learned Pshat and Rashi that a lav anitik le'es, it's not only a p'tur malchus. The nituk is mesakim the lav. That's the ein by roishim aveira klal. And the Shag Yisrael said a lav anitik le'es is only a p'tur malchus. There's an iser d'iraisa. There's a p'tur malchus. So l'chayre, these are the two l'shoynes of Rashi. The first l'shoyn of Rashi, kol lav shenitik le'es and loike no lov. The mashmizu hi takantoi. This is a tikkun. Im saver al halav. If you're on the lav, I say zois v'inotu. So it could be this is if you're on the lav. Actually, doesn't speak about the malchus. And if you're on the lav, I say zois v'inotu. So it seems that this is a tikkun afil on the lav. The way the Chassam Sofer is medayik from the lashon of Rashi in Bnei Nesher. And then Rashi says, "Voideloy dami lav d'chsim eshamalkes nismachloy." Here Rashi says, "It's a p'tur malkes." Why Rashi in the middle of Keter Tzolan says these two pshatim fragmentish? I don't know, but al kaponim it would seem that's lachayre the chilek between these two lishaynes. Zot the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbon. Ve'etzem loisish beruvoi kol aroi lachile yesh boi mishum shviras etzem. No, I'm sorry, skip that. Tana Rabban, ve'etzem loisish beruvoi. Boi bekosher v'loi bepos. It was a meal. That the isha shviras etzem is a boi. Bekosher v'loi bepos. Rabbi Yoimer, a different rosh. Ve'bayis echod yei ochel ve'etzem loisish beruvoi. So there's a smiches of Yei Ochel to Etzem to the last of Etzem Leisishbu. So he makes such a drosha. Kol haroi lachile, yesh boi mishum shviras Etzem. She'ein roi lachile, ein boi mishum shviras Etzem. So we have here a machloikes tanoi. The Tanakame learns that there's no iser of shviras Etzem b'poso, because it says boy, and Rabbi says there's no iser of shviras etzem by any roi lachila because it says yeyochel ve'etzem leisish beruboy. Frag the Gemara mai benayu, Omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh Pesach abo betume ike benayu. And askemin will be a Pesach abo betume. Leman diyomar boy is a bekosher, that has to be a kosher, etzem leisish beruboy bekosher, beruboy beposel, hai posel, this is a posel ekosel. A Pesach habo betumah. The man, the omar, roi lachila, hainami roi lachila. It's roi lachila, you eat it. Now let us see Rashi. Hai posluhu, so Rashi says, a Pesach habo betumah is posl, shenase bepsu. It was done bepsu. The tumah tchuyehi betzimu. Elo shekang zeres akosub no poitlum boy. But not pshad it, pshad akosher ikobu Pesach. It's grade B, and it's done by Psu. Now you can be Eitzah with it. So that's called Apostle of Kolben Pesach. But if you learn that ye ochel be etzem lois is shkoya parachilu, ki disnan a pesach shebo betume, nechel betume. It's nechel, and that's all you need. It's not called kosher, it's not called kosher, it's called apostle ekom, and you can be betume tchui, you can yaitse with apostle ekom. Now, I had a shtikol ha'ora on Rashi. Rashi says, why is a Pesach Abo Betume Posul? She nasa bipsu. Because it was nasa bipsu. Now, l'chayre, there are two eifanim to have a Pesach Abo Betume. One eifan is that the kahanim was tmeim, the other eifan is that the tibur was tmeim. Now, when the kahanim was tmeim, I understand the Rashi very well. So, the emerson, you have an avoyde betume. Avoyde betume is apostle avoyde. Kain can, besides the aveiras involved, they dachsach mele. Kain does avoyde betume, it's apostle avoyde. So, me mele, so it's nasa bipsu. It's tak apostle avoyde. It's good. It's true, it's not that it's good. It's nasa bipsu. No, tume truye bitibo. No, it's gnesa kosin. He can be yaitza with apostle avoyde. But that's pshat. Yaitza with apostle avoyde. That I understand. But l'cher is another oifen of Pesach Abo Betume, that the tzibur atmeyim, and the kanim atoyim. Now, when the tzibur atmeyim, so l'cher, the whole chesorin is, that it was nishchat shaloi lo'ichlo. That's the kanim atoyim. You have kanim doing the avoyim. There's nothing wrong with the avoyim. The whole thing wrong with this korban is, you can't, you shecht for atomei, so it's called the yeshechting shaloi lo'ichlo. Now, l'chayre, if, but on a Pesach, habo betume, the tmeim allowed to eat it. So why is this called nasa bipsu? Where was the asiya bipsu? The avoyda was done to a kahanim ksheirim. And he shechted it for people who are going to eat it. It was a shechting loichla, they're going to eat it. So what's wrong? Machosaka. Why is this called Nasa Bipsu? Where's the Nasiya Bipsu? The whole thing wrong if the Baila Matmeim is the Shachta Shalai Loichlo. But these people are Oichlam, they're going to eat it later. So just like the Gemara says later, if you learn the Droshes of Yei Ochel, if you learn Yei Ochel, that's some Leitish Buba Boy, so there's an Isser of Shvira Fetzim because it's Yei Ochel. So it's called Yei Ochel, so it's called Oichlo. So if it's called Oichlov, so why is it called Nasa Bipsu? So one of the two. Either Rashi isn't talking about such a case, which is a big doichik. And Rashi is talking about Rashi's Nasa Bipsu means that the Kanum were Tmeim. If the Bailam were Tmeim, could be it's not called Nasa Bipsu. Tuvi Yehama wanted to say that the Bemison, they're not called Oichlam. They're not called Oichlam. Anochen Vey is Elcha Oichlam. They're Tmeyim. They're not called Oichlam. Be'etzem etzachtu shaloi lo'ichlov, nor these Oichlam. And it's very interesting, the Tzvath Emes wants to say la'aloche, that a Pesach habo betume, he says you have to have a lot of menuyim on this kolb, because each one is only permitted to eat a kedayis. You can eat more than a kedayis. Tume tchuyi betzibor, that's it. So memele, in order you should be yoit to the kolb, no, esta kedayis, but that's it. You have to know, if it's called take nasa bepsu, it's called geshochten shaloi loyla. Loyla bosa. Al Kaponim, that's the first Mahalach in the Gemara according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. That means if you dash in the psul of the drosh of boy, the Pesach Abba Betume, won't be an Issa Shvira Sassim. If you dash in the Yeyochel, so then there will be an Issa Shvira Sassim because it's now. Rav Yosef Omak Yagavne de Kulaumein by Mishum Shvirafet. Everyone will be moided as nice as Shvirafet. The Rebbe, Lakulikos, the Rebbe doesn't want to be Machma. Vahay Apostolu. This is Possel. That means it's Apostolic Kolben. Well, according to Rebbe, it won't be good, even though it's Nechus. And the Shail is, Nachmin is, Alohis Alohi Shas HaKoishel V'Nifsal Ike Binay. Nachmin is in Tanakama, and Rebbe is, if you hear a Kolm, that had a Shas HaKoishel, that means the Shas Shchita was Riko, the Kosher Kolm, later became Tomek. Laman the Yom HaKosher, HaKosher Hu, Takel, the Avoidus were Bekashka. The Kosher was a Kosher Avoid, Shanasu Avoidus of Beheshka. Kosher means that the Avoidus was done Beheshka, the Avoidus was done Beheshka, there was Shrika, there was Rika, everything, this is the Kosher Kolm. The Mamele Machosaka, that's not called a Kosher Kolm. Now, you can eat it because it became Tomei, Yoite, but the Kosher Kolm. If you need royal achila, ashtalab royal achila, from a mele, you'll be potter to the sakula, so you won't be able to lav, it's now it's potter. Dr. Rashi or kosher, shenasa avidoiso behersher. The thesis, oishel oishasa kosher benifsal ike benayim, manda oma kosher, or kosher, the thesis, loy mishum vidorish, boy v'kosher v'loy v'posel mashmalei ochi. Now, Taisa says, let's give a shtikol agdome. V'etzem leisish peru boy, that you should not, there's isav shviras etzem boy v'kosher. Now, you could, when you're learning chumish, you can learn the Taisa posik in two ways. V'etzem leisish peru in a kolben that was kosher, or the etzem leisish peru in a kolben the was and is debatable. So you could darshan the etzem leisish peru boy and say yoso potter, because now it is not kosher. You need it should now be kosher. So that's what Taisus is saying. Loi mishum de dorish boy be kosher loi b'posel mashmalei hochi. It has to mean that Yudarshan was kosher, the Reb Shimon Meforish Lal Milsa the Tanakame, the Tani Nami boy be kosher, boy be posel, the Tanakame said boy be kosher, boy be posel, the Koma Echodze ve Echodze, Sai never was kosher, Sai was kosher, ain boy Mishum Shviras Etzem. So we see Reb Shimon Darshans, that from the boy, that if, that it has to be, is kosher. Was kosher is gonish. Afilu, it never was kosher, or now it's not kosher, there's no use of shviris etzim. So why did Rav Yosef say that if you darshan boy, there will be an iser. If you darshan, well, why is it as a muchach, if you darshan boy, there will be an iser. Old Rav Yosef, lamotzel, mishkech midi dike benai, ol hois lo shas ha kosher benifso. That means the hechich of Rav Yosef was from Rebbe. Rebbe Yischoile. So, and this was the only nafkamina Rabbi Yosef was able to find. So according to Rabbi, the zikha won't be an Israel. That's because it's not Roy Lachila. So Akoch, the Tanakhanim, the Rabbi holds, like Rabbi Yankiv, that the Hoysloi Shas HaKosher is the Yechayv and Shviras Etzem. Abaya omar kula alme kol ki ay gavne ein boi mishum shviris etzim. My time ahash to me is apostle. Fakert ye darshan boi means now it has to be kosher. Now it's apostle gave an om which it was once kosher. Ay, so what's the nafkamin? Al shviris etzim I boi gyoy mi kabinayu. Will there be an iser of shviris etzim boi gyoy? Laman, the Yom HaKosher, a kosher, it's a kosher ikom. He roasted the kolben Pesach miboy yoim, it's a kosher ikom. So memel de minis of shviras etzem. Laman doma roi lachila, but if you need that it should be of shviras etzem, it's totally when it's roi lachila. Hash the la barachili, miboy yoim, it's not a barachila. So according to Rebbe, there won't be an isa of shviras etzem. Frech de gemore meis, well, es you a kashe, so it comes out of muyim de kechidish, that according to Rebbe, you're permitted to break the bones of the kolben Pesach mi boi yoim. So es you a muyre de kechashe, Rebbe yoim, nim al moyer sheberoish. A person can become Amonoi al Moyer Sheberoich, and the Moyer Sheberoich, and there's a Teres Boso. But the Moyer that is in a bone, you cannot become Amonoi. Al Moyer Sheberoich, my time, Hoyel Vyochel, the Goyer Reiloi Tsioi. The Moyer Sheberoich, you can get to it through the nose. Through the nose, you don't have to break the skull open in order to get to the moyach. With a tooth, with a Q-tip, or thus, you can get to the moyach, you can be geirah. So the moyach shebaroish, that's accessible, so a person can become a monoi, and on this bosa, on the moyach shebaroish. He could be goyer and take it out of the skull. But the moyer shebekulyes, you can't get to the moyer shebekulyes. There's an issue of shviras etzem. So memela, that's why you can't become a money in the moyer shebekulyes. Frag the gemore, visal kedaitach. According to Rebbe. That's what Abaye said. Shviras etzmi boi yoim shaper domi. That what is no Issel to be shaver and etzmi boy yoim. The whole Issel is davke b'shas achila, b'shas aroil achila. Kul yis nami nitverei mi boy yoim. So let's break the bones of the kul yis. Let him become a money on the moyer shebe kul yis. Aye, how will he get it? What's the problem? Mi boy yoim, you'll break all the bones up in the celebrity. You have the moyer to eat. Nitverei boy yoim. V'naf kuwa le moyach didei. We'll take out the moyach. V'nim no aleh. Om aloch. Fine. That's a kasha on the bayah. So my mail is, so why aren't you a money on the moyach? Is a right of it, according to Rabbi, you're not allowed to be shaver that some is bayah. Om aloch a bayah. B'litay meich. According to you, mishach sheikha nami, I'll ask you a different kasha. You have a kasha on me. I'll ask you a different kasha. We have to understand, Rabbi. Why can you become a monoi on the moyer shebekulyes? I have an eighth hour to get to it. Mishach sheikha nami. Naisi gumrese. Let's bring a hot coal, a glowing coal. The neiches olay, and we'll put the coal on the etzem. The nikla, and we'll burn it. We'll see, sreif is not called shvire. Sreif is mutter shvirezos. We'll burn the we'll make a hole in the coal. The navke, we'll make a hole in the bone. The navke lamayir di day, v'nim nele. So how do you understand it? What's frag stuff mere? There's another eitzah. The asanya, we learned how la seirev batzomi, so mechater begidim ein by mishim shvirezetzim. Sreif is not shvire. Sreif is kiloyim. So memele, so it's lamayir di kekash. So what do you have to say? So why take it? It's a good kasha take it. So why don't we do this? Abaye omar mishum pka. Abaye said that we're afraid that if he puts a coal on it, the heat might break the rest of the bone. The rest of the bone might split because of the heat of the coal. So that already is called shviras etzem. That's called shviras etzem. Rav Omar, Mishum Hefsid Kotchim, Mishum Dukomavsid Leibu Yadayim, Dilma Ochel Nure Mimoyach Didei. So Mamela, what? There's a different danger in a coal. You might, when you're putting on the coal, we're playing around with hot coals, so Mamela, it might burn a chelik of the moyach. So you're ma'abit kotchim bi yadayim. You're burning the kotchim. Is mi boid yam mi boid yoim nami gzeir mi boid yoim oto mishach sheicha. So just like they were chayish, mishach sheicha to make it with a gumris. So they were chayish mi boid yoim. They asked mi boid yoim gzeir mishach sheicha. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says. Mi boid yoim sheino shas achila. Nimnem al moyach sheberoish, afilu loy nimne el al moyach yotz. Veinimnem al moyach akoyis, meish asu leshoivro. Loy tziyoy, al moyach aroish, yochel lohoitzi, ulegoyroi, bekisem derech haaf.
Neisi gumrisi gacheles, venim chelet she yinoke, v'yoytzi moichoi. Alamayis loch lamei mamayinim, nim v'yoytzi yabigacheles, abayam pibshim pka. Shem o machmas hagecholim yifka b'mokim acher. It might make a shever. V'ein zus reife elo shvire. Now Rabbi Kivegan Daf Pei Hei asks Akasha, what's pshat Shemo Machmas Agecheles Yifka? It might break. Vaistois, it's a sasik. This could occur. In fact, Rabbi Kivegan, it's a dovo sheinim miskaven. So what's wrong with that? Let's put the code there. It breaks. Doesn't break. It's a dovo sheinim miskaven. He asks Abaye Paskins like Rabbi Shimon that a dovo sheinim miskaven is muta. So what's wrong? So Rabbi Kivegi says, pshat, they were goyzer, maybe he might put so many coals that it'll be a psikreshe. So Chazal asked already, a psikreshe will take a biyoso. Agavucha psikreshe is mistome, it's called, there's another nekud over here. I mean, is it called, it's not l'chayre, if the coal makes it split, so it's not my maise. Al-Kochri, you have to say, I mean, there's a shalav of the raisa then. So, of course, you have to say either it's ishim ishim chitzav or it's better than ishim ishim chitzav, because we're afraid the minute he puts it down, it might split it right away. Like this is tamzei shalav, tamzei grom abalman. He's putting down the coal, and the heat of the coal is causing the. I mean, if it's a koyach shiny, so what's wrong? I'm putting down the coal, and the heat of the coal burns it, breaks it. So why am I over by Vetzim Leisishbulu boy? Leisishbulu, you have to make a Maisa Shvira. It would seem somehow that it's called my Maisa, maybe Ishim Ishim Chitza. Anyway, so Al Kaponim, Rabbi Kivegi says, of Al Kaponim, if it's a Sovik, it should be Mutar Al Sovik Shani Miskaven. So Rabbi Kivegi were afraid he might put on a lot of coal that is a Psikreisha. So therefore they were going to meet Rabbon, he can't put any coal because he can't. He might make it in a knife and that it's a psikresh. So l'chayra had a shtikal ha'ore. So it comes out the whole gzeira of, the whole iser of pka to put a coal, balayla, is a drabono. He might make it a psikresh. So, and the Gemara says that bayoin, you're not allowed to make it because gzeira mishim layla. So why doesn't he go and put a gumbras in b'yayin? That's a chayra gzeira l'gzeira. Why doesn't anyone think of this? L'chayra, I mean, that was the kasha. The kasha was, why can you become a money under my shebekulyas? You can break it by day. So Moshe said, there were guys a yayim out to layla. So Abai says, there were guys a layla also. There were guys a gumbras out to psikresha. I mean, but that's, but right, he said, Rabbanu Rabbi Kevega said. So l'chayre gumrase b'yoyim l'chayre bi'a gvaldike eitze. Pesach nisht. V'rov oma mishem hefzit kotshim shemapsit ha-moyach v'sorfoi b'yodai. He's burning the moyach b'yodai. U'mutav shi yiposl me'elop. So it's better if I can't. I'll also become nicer. But I'm not doing that. I'm not ma'abed kochim. Here ma'abed kochim. V'chanami linyin shvire mi bo'oyoyim afal gav de midaraisa shori kabon and gozru oto mishach sheikha. It's very interesting. I've named Neza. I saw the sheet of the Kibetzes brings down that there's a chashash of he might burn the kochim biyodai. So that the neza is, but it's heilach leibud. It's going to become possible. It's going to become nicer. So Mela, we had a whole sugir of niskan kahanim, something that's heilach leibud. You'll have to be metama biyodaim since it's cyber heilach leibud. So what's the problem? So someone says, Tachsachmir, the Shailam Meshiv says a nice chap on this kash. He says, Be'emison it's not called Heilach Leibut. Because Meikir Adin, you can make a gumrese. So if you can make a gumrese, so he could eat it. It's not Heilach Leibut. Rabbanan says not allowed to do that. But Al Kaponim to say that it's Heilach Leibut, or Zichar become nice, or, can't say Zichar become, Zichar be Heilach Leibut, because theoretically, it's not Heilach Leibut. You could make a gumrese. So, Memela, so, that called Heilach Leibut, so there's an issue of you're my abed be your dime, kochim. But Avni Nezer wants to say a very interesting thing. He wants to say that there's a yesodistic achilik between metame zayin trume and ma'abed zayin kodesh. By tume we find such a loch. If it's a tzaylich le'ibud, it won't be. So then, saibs have become tume, so then you're allowed to be metame. But by kochim, he wants to find that there's no such hefer of heilich le'ibud. The isa to be ma'abed kochim was a sasun kein la'shem alakeichem. Just a zor al noite tzevim im izbeich, and avad givis to be ma'abed akolben. So he says that there's no heter of being ma'abed biyadayim kochim, even though it's heilich le'ibud. That's what Avni Nezer wants to say. Zog to Gemara weiter. Rav Popa Oma, Rav Popa said, Kol ki ay gavnem, kol alma yesh boi mishum shvira saetzem. Rav Popa said that what Abaye had said, mi ba'ay yay, you're allowed to break it because it's not a shas achila. I wish to disagree with the yesh boi mishum shvira saetzem. My time alu'uti merzi lachilem. The nafkamina will be by an eiver sheyotza miktosay. Man the omar kosher. If you learn the drosha of kosher or kosher who? Man the omar roi lachila hay lav barachilo. This is not a barachilo. Kedesanya Rabbi Shmuel b'nai Rabbi Yechon b'mroika oimer. Eiver sheyotza miktosoi v'shibroi ein boi mishum shvira sa'etza. This is a very, very shveri gemara. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, eiver sheyotza miktosoi, chutz l'choymes Yerushalayim. An eiver, a miktas eiver, when chutz l'choyme. V'tzorich lachtoich es hayoytzei. So the chelik that was yoytzei, that's nifsal. That you'll have to burn. That's Pasulat Yoytzei. And then the rest of the meat, which didn't go out, is kosher. So if you hold the drosha of boy, and we say that that's my sishmu boy be kosher, boy be posel. So if you hold the drosha of boy, so memele. So this is called, you're making a shvire and a kosher etzem. Why? Sherei hapnimi kosher. The pnimi, the inside chelik, the chelik that did not go out, is kosher. Varei hu shoivroi, and he's being shoiver. Va'oiver mishim leisish peruboi. Ella choytech, what should he do? Choytech, ad shemegiyu le'etzem. He cuts the place where the meat, he separates his choytech, he makes a chatach, ad shemegiyu le'etzem. That separates the yoytze dike meat from the pnimi dike meat. The koylef, and then his koylef, it peels off the kosher meat. Till he comes to a joint between the two bones, and then he divides the two bones, because it's number masnis. Hai lav barachilahu, b'mokim shvire einei roi lachila. B'mokim shvire, it's not roi lachila. Aboleba shiotze kuloi dain hoisloi shasa koshav nifsad the kolam einbe mishum shvire dahashta mi apostle. Now, Rashi, let's go backwards. Rashi says, if you learn the drosha, the shaila is, are you permitted, we have a eva, and half of the eva is posel al tzioitze, half of the eva is kosher. Now, we're going to break the etzim in the mokim, that means we're going to take a laser beam, and we're going to not going to go an inch into the mokim akosher, we're going to cut away the posel. We're going to cut, so I'm making a shvire in the etzem that is not roi lachila. That means I'm making the shvire in the etzem that's not roi lachila. So Rashi says, b'mokim shvire, where I'm cutting, Eine roi lachile. That means I'm cutting in etzem that's not roi lachile. So memeile, so it's permissible. I'm cutting etzem that's not roi lachile. Fine, this we understand. But now let's get back to the first mandiyama. Hai nami kosher. So Rashi says, but if he darshan kosher, sherei apnimi kosher, the inside chelik is kosher, varei hu shoivroi. He's breaking the kosher etzem. Vaiva mishum leisish beruboi. Now, l'chayre, this is very unclear. That means, this is very unclear over here. Here Rashi says he's breaking the chelik. Here Rashi says he's breaking the chelik that's not roi lachila. Remokim shvirei ne roi lachila. Where he's breaking, what he's, er tutoch in the mokim that's ne roi lachila. And here Rashi says, I nami kosher, shrei apnimi kosher, Barehu Shoivroi, he shaiva the pnimi. Why is he shaiva the pnimi? He shaiva the mokim apostle. We won't have time to say pshat and rashi, just let's see toises. Eva sheyotza miktsos ikabinayu, man the yoma kosher, kosher, tame. Amai kosher le kosher, tvei mi barachile. Homa sheyne roi lachile, lav kosher. So lochere toises means to ask this kasher. That means, the Gemara says, if you say that you have to break a kosher bone, oh, he's breaking a kosher bone. If it is, the heter is that you have to break something that's a bar achila, that's not a bar achila. So, amai choshev lei kosher tvei mi bar achila. I mean, why legabi bar achila is considered he's breaking an etzem that is no dinei achila? And why legabi kosher it's considered he's breaking an etzem that is kosher?